get on the show.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to AMC Press and Co. This is Red Hood along with Allison and Johnny. And Allison... I guess she's not in at the she is in at the moment.
No.
Anyway,
yes, I am.
Let's see. I wasn't sure if you were on or off. Anyway, let's see. Welcome. We would like you to know that this episode is sponsored by Tools R Us, where you can find all the screws loose that you want. And that you can actually put them in the proper holes that you can use them for your projects, especially the handier ones. Where can you find us? Well, you can find us at itsmyurls.com/AMCPress or on Twitter at AMCPress31 and AMC Press News, which can be found on the same aforementioned site. But now a word from Sony. Do you remember the last time we did this?
Yes,
it was several weeks ago.
Yeah,
Oh, wait. It's coming up now.
Mm.
Oh, and I guess...
Yes.
I guess we were mistaken to link North Korea to our problems when we found it was an employee that we employed a long time ago. Sorry, North Korea. Anyway.
Or not, since they're not getting sanctions.
I guess we'll have to see, right? We'll have to see. So, which leads us into our first story tonight. The Huffington Post reported in the UK that, of course, we knew it was North Korea that, you know, Sony tried to link, and it all began. Well, ironically enough, with a movie called The Interview. Now, I'm halfway done with The Interview. And really, in all honesty, it was interesting because now they're saying, you know, North Korea is taking full blame and proving, I mean, that ought to prove that the interview is a full attack against North Korea. Well, Kim Jong-un, we have a message for you, which is, it's not against you. it's really isn't against
that,
you.
It's called satire.
If you don't know what satire is, you have never heard of it. Look it up. There are plenty of fucking examples. Okay? One, there's the example of the Colbert Report, which is American. Then there's the now just terrorized French Report, which we on the Instant Press feel very sorry for, because they're having a hell of a time in Paris, and the manhunt is continuing, and more later in that in the show. However, you know, the fact that the hackers got sloppy, the FBI were able to pinpoint the original emails. Now, it is kind of funny in the fact that, you know, if you look at Kim Jong-un with his mouth open, he looks like a bum. Okay? He looks like he's just gone out of the insane asylum. But at the same time, he killed his uncle. So he's automatically massacring his own country. But
same people. And his people.
Right. And his people. So, but if somebody finds this funny and they go the other way about it, that's not called satire. That's actually called fucking hurting people. Now,
no, that's called murder.
If somebody actually says,
That's called murder. That's also called
murder. Yeah, that's called murder. But if somebody has the audacity to go and attack the United States through means of email, that's called hacking. What happened here is a hack against Sony Pictures. And they thought about 2 weeks ago that it was a former employee that did all this. No. It was the North Koreans. And the North Koreans did the botch trolls covering their asses up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the other government organizations have even gone further. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, naming North Korea's reconnaissance head, General Kim Un Choi, as the person who ordered the attack. Now it's the blame game.
Right.
You know, and everyone in the U.S. is basically trying to say,
Oh, and then there's also the fact of net neutrality, which net neutrality...
Oh, yes, the net neutrality is also that, too.
Also falls into place now, saying, who do we believe? Hacker, hacking group, but internet should be free. Internet should be, yes, there should be people to see what's going on, but it's called, there's proper ways about going about it, so you don't end up going and taking away all the rights and freedoms that people have away. Which I would rather them actually say, we're going to go about it in a different way. Let everyone have what they want, but also be more vigilant. Work with the companies, not say, oh, yes, let the government get involved and all the rooms that we have goes away. And then slow internet, then everything else.
Well, slow internet and, 90. You know.
Which would put us back at AOL levels.
Even when I use the internet, not so much.
Yeah, I know. It's the best.
Hmm.
that's totally up to those who so want that to be the case, too. Because if they do want that to be the case, probably won't be the best thing either.
It won't be.
No, but, you know,
and I'm all for protecting freedoms. I'm also free. I'm also very much aware of that there could be better ways of doing it, not going, oh, yes, let's take away what people want. Let's make the internet go to shit.
Yeah.
Like, it could go very fast. And then have no one, then who, and then those that voted in, they'd also be affected. Not the best thing.
Yet the funny thing about it is that if we did, right, did go back to net neutrality, it would be like 15 or 20 years ago. Oh, wait a second, maybe I'm dating myself. In the 90s.
16, 20 years ago?
Early
sounds about
90s,
right.
Early 90s.
What?
Speed. Early 90s.
Right.
Which is scary.
Well, it's scary in the fact that then we time travel, we use our TARDIS to go back all the way to the 1990s to reconfigure what the internet became or was. You know, we look at communication, you know, communication in the world, okay, and you look at that and you say, what came first, the chicken or the hashtag, or the chicken or the egg, or the instant message versus your keyboard versus a fiber optic cable.
Right.
What? You did. Was not what was done in the early 1990s is the starting of these companies like Amazon and Verizon and this and that and other thing,
right?
Yeah,
but then you know, you get, along with that, you get Instant Messenger, MSN. Then
yeah.
It comes to MSN. MSN goes to AOL, then goes to this. Then it goes to Skype. Like, da, 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 da. Skype is not that much older than Instant Messenger.
To think
when
about,
you think
no.
about it. But yet, in our history, you know, hackers have gotten so advanced that now anybody can become a hacker. Anybody can actually get the information. What they don't want to do is go out and actually get it in a public source, because that's the way they can get caught. You know, that's why you are citing the papers and stuff like that. And that's why on any any you know, term paper or school paper, academic paper, that's why they say psyched.
Right.
You
Makes
know.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
But that's why there are many, many, many things. Yeah.
Right.
There's good and bad to it.
Of course.
You know, the bad is, you know, bad is taking, taking it and using it for your own advantage. To your own advantage in an improper way. Rather than taking it and using it in a good way.
Right.
You know, people are running scared right now because they don't know in the United States, it's been every way. You know what I mean? RPI addresses are still the same.
Right.
But yet, what's the only difference? The only difference is there are more hackers and there are younger hackers and there are younger people like us. There are older people who are more proficient at it. But, you know, the crazy thing is that they go, they go and they take it in much the other way, you know. And, yeah, it's incredible.
I agree.
You know, net neutrality, they're trying to do something in a way. They're trying to take away the internet, and that's not easy when you have 1.1 billion people around the world trying to get on the thing.
Yep.
You know, that is, it's amazing. And why is it back? Well, because I don't think Congress has anything better to do than twiddle their thumbs in this area. In this area. You know what I mean? Not, in other areas. In other areas, it's stupid in one way. Would you agree? But it's smart in another. It's stupid in the way that they want to slow down information. It's smart that they want to slow down information, but not smart in the fact that information is instant gratification.
Right. It's like,
you know,
we all want this information. It's a matter of how we go about it. getting the information and not going, oh, yes, and take it for granted. It's a matter of going, okay,
but
what's
the argument
going on
here? Is that people do take me, do take it for granted. They, you know.
Right.
You know, just
and
recently.
And clearly, it's something that we all know. But when you're having a free, when the internet can be run, do you realize what else could be at stake about with it, if that comes into play, that all that internet being slow could also hinder what people do. If you run a site like ours, guess what? It becomes slow. It goes nowhere. People could end up getting to be everywhere will be affected. There's a lot at stake. That's all I'm trying to say. Really, it's a matter of going, yes, you want to control the internet. You want to patrol it. But it's also create a rapport with these companies, not just have it go, oh, yes, you should hand everything over to the companies. Companies handing everything that they have over to a governing body. That's that would also be like what North Korea would be, where North Korea has control over everything. That's how I'm not saying I'm going about and going, what would be best? Not going about and saying, looking at it as how many people will be affected. Congress will be affected. There's no get out of jail free card for them. Say, oh, don't block this IP, or work hand in hand online, like other organizations are doing, like the feds going online, going on Facebook, like anyone who needs to be on there to look for potential threats. Not just say, oh, we're going to control everything and everyone has no say.
Right. And for
it's
any
called
of
working
you,
together.
Yeah. For any of you concerned about the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo, they have vowed that their deadly attack on the Paris office to stop them from publishing a new issue next week, which will increase its production to 1 million copies from the usual 50,000 a week.
Which means more people have saw that stuff. Their stuff
which
after
means,
their attack.
And which means that just like,
sorry.
Which means just like, you know, the North Koreans on the interview, right? It basically means that they have gone to not extremes, but in extremes, well, they've gone to extremes, that's the start, but, you know, the different extremes of The extremes are more extreme than usual, you know, and they're talking about different things.
And that isn't,
you know,
right. It isn't. It's very sad. It's horrible.
Right. It's horrible in loads of other things, you know?
Yeah.
In taking it to other levels. You know?
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, the thing with net neutrality is that we thought we solved it. Now, if anybody, and I know there's probably a petition out there, numerous
petitions, let's just put that up. It could be more than one petition. Sign them. Get it out. Get what you feel out there. Because who is it going to affect? A lot of people.
Yeah, it's going to affect a lot of people in around the world. Sign it. Do your part. Make it known. Make it known to the world that you cannot stand it, you know. And then
there's
that's how
other ways around it.
Right. There's other ways around it. So then do that. You know. Take it, do it, take it, sign it, do your part. We're gonna do our part. We're gonna keep doing everything, you know. We're going to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to basically take it. We're going to take it and we're going to we're going to do what we want with it.
Yeah,
so let's move on to the show.
Yes.
Yeah. The CDC, which is the Canadian, this is different from CDC, I was thinking of the CBC, sorry. The CDC, which is stands for the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDP, the CDC thinks that they know all about autism and monitoring it.
Yeah, and I'm sure people, it's great that they want to monitor it, but there's a way of saying, how do you think those who have it feel? Not... I know for me, I go, it's my business. I feel like there's no cure for it. There's ways of how to help it, but it's still something that you go, no, don't do it this way. Make it where those, like, okay, you're finding your first statistic, great, but actually realize that some people may want to go about living their lives, not feeling like, oh yes, you have to say you have this thing that people have grown up with. that's something for me, I go, I
well, that's
what
any
I
disability.
Have. Yes.
It's for any disability in, it's for any disability in the known universe. Is it a thing where you is it a thing where you actually consistently have to tell people, you know, I have ADHD? Well, it's now blatantly obvious in this world, you know, what people have. It's not blatantly obvious in the autism courts, but it's blatantly obvious in any disability. You know how to manage it, but unfortunately
right.
they haven't. Like, they've put us all on medication to make us exist like prone. And I have something to say on that aspect is that, personally, I don't feel I'm a drone. You know, personally, does the medication that I have help me? Yes. But, when I take it, do I feel hopeless afterwards? No. Am I able to concentrate on it? Yes. But, you know, do I want to end up taking it for the rest of my life? No. You know,
I look and go, please hope that there is some way that people could be accepted and going, you will, guess you can manage it. Don't make it seem like it's something that is completely, like making it where it's a thing of going, okay, you have this. Okay, you have that, but it doesn't define you. Going, okay, have this. What could benefit you? What could you do that could make you have a normal life? Or semi-normal?
But the, or parents
or
who think that. Yeah, or parents who grow up in, you know, who are, will care, but don't realize that their kid, while he may have problems, is a genius.
But everyone with disabilities has their strengths. That's the thing where it's everyone has their strengths. It's just not one person. It's in their own families, those that have disabilities shine in one way or another.
Well,
or
they shine
geniuses in one way or another.
Well, yeah, but you don't want to say when you're born, my kid's a genius and your kid's absolute crap. You know, because you don't know. You don't know what,
you don't know what cards could it be dealt. You don't
yeah.
know. The kids could be could end up being be like extreme, be really good at one thing, then another part of them. Or they could have being one, be having a be in a situation where they don't, or they could possibly not be the best in one area or another.
Right. But yet,
do you blame them? No.
No. You don't blame them, but you know, we all have experiences where we do get blamed. I had an experience growing up where I felt like I was consistently blamed for what I had. You know, I had no friends because of it, or I had very little friends and people that I could actually now trust in my 20s, you know, who I thought were out to get me, but aren't, you know, they just weren't familiar with
the disorder.
What I had.
Or what?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and on this podcast, we are a satirical podcast, but it seems like tonight that there isn't much satirical stuff, but there's stuff coming up on the way.
I'm sure there is.
But, you know, the thing is, we don't want to be monitored. You know,
monitoring it.
We don't
want to
feel like we're monitored.
Right. Don't. Please let us be free. Not going. Yes, you are monitored. No.
Like we're free. You know, and there are too many things to be concerned about, more concerned about that. Than a diagnosis. 16,
right.
20 years ago,
yeah.
If you mention the word diagnoses,
life.
Yeah, if you mention the word diagnoses,
you get looked at like, you get looked at like
you're a freak. But now, it's, you look at the face of disability and
there's numerous faces, too.
There are numerous faces. Doctors, people, you know, have all found out, well, this is a thing where thing where two things happen. One, it's medical definition and what we get screwed up with the medical definition of what we have. And then two, how we personally feel about it, and that's combined on many different levels. You know, in America, the long and short of it is, you know, if you're raised in America, you feel very different about it to if you're raised in London or anywhere else around the world. It's more severe. You know, I was raised here. I was also raised ancestrally in London. And when I went over to London not that long ago, as an on-per visit, I was explained, listen, it doesn't matter in the end, because what you have doesn't define you. And it wasn't, I was only told this a year and a half ago. I mean, I'm relatively in my late 20s, and yeah, but for all that time, what we're saying is that we felt that it mattered. You know what I mean? if you want to look different, if you want to sound different and whatever, then you're free to do that. You know what I mean? Just be yourself. Because that's what everybody wants. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody wants that. But the ones who want it most are people with disabilities, POWs, PIWs. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I guess, let's see. What do we do best? Well, we do satire best. What happens?
Yes.
Yeah. We do satire best.
Which we all know.
Let's see.
In love.
Which we all know. And so let's get back to what we do best.
Yes.
There was a man in Oregon, all places, who basically...
I thought it would have been in Florida by the story.
We... Well, yeah.
It's just me.
You know, officers received a early 911 call on Sunday from a woman whose house was house-sitting in a local village, and when she awakened from noises coming from the laundry room. As she went to check in the laundry room, the door slammed, and so she grabbed a knife and called the police and her husband. Husband came home, and, well, what did he find inside? A naked person, and arrested him without incident, and investigated the woman that he climbed through the back window after removing the screen, and then noticed that basically he had used the owner's, including the homeowner's, alcohol and hot tub and shower.
That must
brain
be
dead.
That makes me, that does not really do, it's not really good, the best thing. I can only imagine what those homeowners are thinking. It's just not the best. It's like, I can only imagine what the neighbor was thinking.
I mean, I can only imagine what the man was thinking. What the bloody fucking hell is somebody else doing in my apartment?
Am I a Canadian who wants to keep his doors unlocked? No. Am I somebody who is a single woman and I'm going to grab a knife and I'm going to go poking around and stabbing and scared living Jesus as a person?
Maybe. Possibly. You know, kind of thing. But, it's incredible to feel that somebody's in a house. Yeah, it's robbery. Yes, it's robbery. But do you really think that it is, it's not right?
No.
But could you imagine the husband's reaction?
Oh my god.
He did what? And he used a hot tub?
Holy shit, it would be the full. Holy shit. No.
No, he used a hot tub. He wants more beer? Get him more beer. But he's. No. You know. Kind of thing. But
never
yeah,
the best.
No, it's never the best. But it is quite funny when it lands on, I'm in Oregon and I'm gonna basically you know, relax. How do I relax? How do I relax? Well, I relax with a cup of, a cup of alcohol, beer, and possibly, I'm going to relax and something, something. You know. I'll relax in somebody's hot tub, and it'll be good, right? Wrong. Wrong.
Something. It's like, do you want to lie in jail? You're naked. It's like, it's not naked and afraid. It's called.
Naked in a hot tub. While being broadcast on Naked in the Frank. You know.
Which isn't Naked in the Frank.
Yeah. That is the case. You know.
It's like, which one are you?
Which one are you? I don't know. Which one am I? Am I really? Am I really this? No. You know. Am I really this? Maybe. Who can only know? If we put it in French Canadian terms, who can only know? Add my daughter, open. Do you want to come in?
Eh?
Would you like to come in?
No?
I'm naked. Oh, yeah.
I think the woman would go. I can only imagine the woman would feel. What are you? Why are you? It's like.
Why
it's
am
like
I?
1 minute. No, it's like 1 minute. 1 minute. Hold on.
Yeah. Why are you in the, wait a second. Why are you in my hot tub? What's going on there? Is it something that, you know, I did? Or is it something you did? Or maybe we're both jokers here and we should just return to what we... No, it's something you did. Why did you sneak in my house? You know. Why did you sneak into my house and what did you... I just wanted a beer. Well, that's fine. You could have asked. You know, kind of thing. You could have asked. Well, and? You know. Playing off.
Yeah.
I mean, the cop probably enters, Bobby probably enters and goes, right, this is residential case. We got an NY 9 here. Yeah, sir, get in the car. But I'm enjoying my drink. Get in the car still. But I'm enjoying it. Get in the fucking car. Get in the car. Okay, fine. You're
like,
not a fan of Amsterdam,
so,
right?
It's like, so I was wrong.
Not even so, like, I was wrong. Not even so I was wrong. So I was wrong intention and that's wrong, but you know, I was trying to end up here. I really was. And we get to the, you know, it would just be a mess. I mean, really, a mess. A mess of,
it would be,
you know.
Very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Very interesting. And very interesting in a way of going, oh, fuck, did it? Yeah, every other hater in the fucking everything just go. What in the hell did you do? I got into a person's hot tub. How much time? Does it matter, Cracker? How much time? Would you like to get in the hot tub? But, it is funny in that retrospect, wouldn't you say?
It would be interesting.
You know, it would be very, very, very funny. In the other prospect of the husband, and as long my wife got abused because of a person in hot tub.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't think that would be
okay.
The best
no.
Thing.
No.
No.
No. And, well, in terms of what else is going on? What else? You
know, yeah. I know that
well,
there's
that,
something else.
There's something else before we end the episode.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? What
else? What shouldn't
I?
You should know offhand.
I should. You're right. Oh yes. That the Washington Post and the Social Security payments would be cut to a fifth without the new action. Which doesn't
yes.
interest me at all, considering that, considering
yeah,
that we
but you also are, you also have to think about, if they don't do it, how many people actually will they be hurting?
If they don't do it, if they don't do it.
Do you know how many people will be, will actually be feeling like the government is not looking to help you with just voting? How much they're just starting to, and now they're actually, and it will be a way for them to know, for the people with disabilities saying, oh, we mean nothing? Wouldn't it be?
Well, we mean nothing would bring on an onslaught of people.
It would be more leaning to that. If people realize this, especially those who rely on it, it would mean that they would end up going, everyone would be back in where they were. So.
Well, yeah.
Would this be the best thing? I think
not really.
I think that because they made a stride on one thing, which was the ABLE Act. They still need to do
right.
something now, because it's like you're going the steps of helping people, but then you're going to do this. How many people are you actually going to be hurting? And
right.
really saying, people don't matter, which
and
I
so
would think.
And
I would think that people contact their representatives or have families contact their representatives and ask and say, it would be help support people with disabilities. Don't neglect those that are put in these situations. Especially those that may not have the ability to work. Or are fighting to get out of that category of saying, oh, you're being lazy. Oh, you're doing this. Which, for those that could be high functioning, those that are low functioning depend on it. And would that be the best thing?
No, it wouldn't. And the thing is that that all those, you know, the group
we
that
look
is,
at it. We look, and I'm not trying to speak for all of us, but we're all affected in some way. Young and old.
Yeah, and if it doesn't, you know, if they don't correct the problem, that means that the money's going to run out by 2016, which is next year. And, you know, now it's a matter of where to put the money, just like banks. You know, that the real changes would be a fraud-plagued disability program. You know, we will have
or
more.
I wonder if people who are on it will be okay, but anyone who gets on it after this all happens, they'll be limited.
We'll have to see. We'll have to keep re-updating people around the world.
Yes.
What has to happen?
And Johnny really we didn't really ask for Johnny's thoughts either.
No, we did not. Very quickly, what do you have, Johnny? In terms of your thoughts.
Well, the government's always going to screw us anyways.
Well, yeah. They are going to screw us. But, that's why we have voices, you know.
And advocates out there.
Everyone.
Yes.
Do your part.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
Do your part. And we'll be back.
And we'll... On Monday,
yes. And we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. And... good night.
Yes, bye.
Bye.